Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is June 30th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Now, listen, I want you guys to go on over to Facebook. Y'all know y'all ain't doing the work. You ain't doing nothing all day long. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We have one that's infused with natural vanilla. That's Gumba Gold, infused with natural vanilla. And then we also have Gumba Silver, which is infused with natural coconut, baby. Listen, Milo, don't bother me. Don't you bother me. Don't you see me over here working in this booth? Do not tap on my booth. Get over there at that table and stir up my drink, okay? Now, listen, y'all, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of a Gumba Rum. Steve got a lot going on. You know, that's why we're getting a divorce. We just got to get a divorce because Steve, you know, he gets to have all the fun. I just don't know what's the matter with this man. Now, listen, let me tell you something. He gave me instructions, so let me follow his instructions, y'all. Steve is going to be doing a sip and serve all weekend. So on today, he's going to be at 150. Now, this is if you're in Boston. If you're in Boston, it is 150 Needham Street in Newton, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston. Once again, 150 Needham Street in Newton, Massachusetts. And then on tomorrow, he's going to be in Cape Cod. It is going to be going down. Also, there is a sip and serve on Saturday afternoon. I'll get those details for you a little bit later on today. But listen, y'all, I have a special guest here on today, the ELR Shop, Dr. Rainwater. This is fantastic and fabulous. They are going to tell me all about the ELR Shop that is on Etsy. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
Okay, wonderful. Now, listen, you guys have a really, really special mission that you're doing with your shop, the ELR shop, and I really love the passion of what you're doing. It's a fantastic shop, but I do want to know more about the proceeds from the shop. Now, is it – well, I'll let you tell me. I want you guys to introduce yourself, first of all.
Okay. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Rainwater,
and I am Dr. Latanya Rainwater.
Very good. And tell me the mission of ELR Shop.
ELR Shop is all proceeds that are, everything that's in the shop is educational or inspirational for kids and adults. And all the proceeds are dedicated to both Elizabeth and I ministry and missions work for local, national, and international work to spread the gospel, feed people, whatever disaster relief is taking place, we just want to take that money and sow into other places and bless other people.
Amen. Amen. I love that. And so tell me some of the different communities that you've helped in the past with the shop.
So with the shop is still fairly new. It started back in November of 2021.
Okay.
So it's very new. So any proceeds that was earned so far, it came out of our own pockets. Any proceeds from the shop that was dedicated to Fort Payne, Alabama mission trip, and everybody can view what took place there. But a lot of evangelism to the community. It was, I think, about maybe 30 or 70% Hispanic population. And so also putting on street reach for kids, telling them about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and just watching these revivals grow over that time during that mission trip. And so we're going to also get a little bit more deeper sometime in July or August, disaster relief work.
So, and so before, prior to with the ELR shop being created, the money that we made from like our own our teaching careers, so we used to be teachers, we actually took that money to build ELR shop and to put those products together to sell in the shop. And we also had helped a family in Pakistan and a bunch of children over there, helping provide food for their Sunday services and shoes and whatever we could provide to help. We did that out of our teaching salary. So now we just want to be able to reach more people and to be able to help more people and just to continue building our ministry and going out here just spreading love all over the world.
Amen. Amen. You know, and you have some fantastic items and products that's available on the shop. Now, did you guys create all the products? They are so colorful. They are really, really beautiful. They really are.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, we actually, both my sister and I, we got together one day and we said, okay, we know that kids love to color and we know they love to learn from teaching. And we said that we wanted to create something that could continue to help them with that and to also be something that's fun. So we got together and we thought that, okay, what kind of characters would kids like? And we wanted to make it something brand new that kids haven't seen before. And so we put together some characters, and, you know, me and my sister, we also draw. And we put together some lessons because we learned how to put together educational teaching lessons, and we turned those into worksheets and to just further give kids more practice time and fun things to do. So a lot of things took a lot of time to create, but they're based off of our experiences. That's what helped us create each and every product in the store.
Yes, I think when you look at the simplest thing, like the coloring books, it's not your normal, typical coloring books. We wanted to still somewhat make it fun, but also something where they can learn about things. Like, for instance, the cultural coloring book. You'll see different cultures when they color. They'll get to learn about that. Or the space book, you learn about different planets and things like that. So we try to keep it all education.
Yeah, because we just did a coloring book on keeping kids away from drugs and alcohol and substance abuse. And so inside that book, kids will see that drugs are bad, drinking is bad, and we'll tell them positive things that they should do while they color. And so that just stemmed from our childhood of having like programs like DARE and having people come into our schoolhouse and teach us not to do these things, not to smoke or drink. And we wanted to put that back out there because nowadays you don't really hear about these kind of products being out here to kind of build children's self-esteem and keep them away from drugs and stuff. It's not something that's very popular like it used to be when we were growing up.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And I did want to kind of point out a little bit because a lot of some parents are choosing to have homeschool their children. And so I was looking at the shop and I was just wondering, you know, with so many different products that you have that's geared toward, of course, education, I think that a lot of items that you have on the shop would help parents and help them with their children at home because your products are educational and they can use some of the products and during break time or when they have downtime for maybe coloring and still keeping them in something that's positive as far as the coloring books and the tracing books.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we wanted to provide some items that parents can use and have their children practice their studies while they're on summer break, or mm-hmm. just something that will keep them learning while they're at home, or even while they're traveling, just to keep that knowledge growing and building in their children. We wanted to make things available and easy for them to get to. We have this big grammar book inside of our store that parents can either download or they can print out, but they can put it on their computer or iPads, and they can actually type the answers into it. So we're trying to make items more easy for parents to be able to use. So for that particular item, they have the ability to type into the computer. There's also a crossword puzzle for kids that they can type into their computer for that. And then, there's the rest of the items and stuff are printables right now. But we're working on making all kind of ways where parents can access our products, whether it's on the computer or being printed out. And we let them know that with each product.
Wonderful. And I did want to add and point out one thing that really caught my eye. I enjoy all the products. Just to let you know, I enjoy everything that you have on the shop, and I really, really like the 50 encouraging scriptures on peace and hope. I enjoy those encouraging scripture cards that you have, and I think those are just awesome because, now, of course, everything that's going on in the world today, we need something like that focuses on scriptures, peace, and hope, just to keep us grounded, and we can focus on those different cards that you have available on the site.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, when looking at the shop, not only did we want to focus on educational, but also inspirational, to uplift and encourage people. The last 2 years has been hard for the nation and for the USA, with COVID and other things taking place, disasters and, everything that's happened around the world. And we wanted to choose scriptures that uplifted people. So we have different collections of scriptures, but they're geared to different situations. But the love and peace collection there, we definitely wanted people to take a look at those scriptures and read them and get joyous and happy and see what God says. And just keep that with you and share it with their family and their friends or just uplift themselves when they're at their job or at home. So we wanted them to have something that they could, that's tangible, that they could have in their hands at all times to uplift them. I know that we like looking at cards and stuff like that, so we wanted to create something that would be impactful.
Yes. And it is fantastic. I also want to point out the shop is very affordable. So you've kept it affordable. There are so many awesome, great points about the shop, and you've kept it affordable. Everyone can jump on the site, the shop, and be able to order. And so I think that is just fantastic. It is just fantastic what you're doing. It is phenomenal. It really is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
When looking at these prices of the products, we didn't want to make them overly too much when it comes to the price where people can't afford them. We want to give back to the community, and we wanted to make it affordable for everybody. To purchase. So anything that we come up with, and there's a lot more coming to the store, our goal is not to overprice anything, but to make it affordable for everybody who wants to buy. And yeah, we put on sales like every month or every other month. We put sales on every item in the shop. And so, that's another thing for people to look out for is the sales. And so we try to do things that help also if someone can't afford something. We put on sales at least once or so during the month. And so we think that that's very helpful.
Absolutely. Of course, it's going to be on my favorites list. It's going to be on my favorites list because I really do love it. You know, it brings a lot of value to communities, and it is something that we need. And I think you're fulfilling a need that we have, and I think it's just phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I also wanted to point out, I know we're running a little bit out of time, but I wanted to point this out as well. Another item that I really love that's on your shop is the affirmation cards for mothers. I think that is really, really awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, we me and my sister had, we did a lot of volunteering work throughout going to school and just out in the community. And, you know, we would visit shelters and you know, you just see a big different group of women at these different places. And, you know, when you talk to them, you realize that a lot of mothers, they need to be told that they're doing a great job and that, you know, they're going to make it through and stuff. And so when we're not able to get to someone to say something verbally, we wanted to create affirmation cards that people can buy for one another, for mothers, for women, and to just uplift them and encourage them. So we wanted to put those things out there. You know, somebody may have a friend, a sister, or a mother that they want to share it with. So just uplift them and let them know that they're on the right track and that they mean something.
Absolutely. Now, I do have just a few moments that's left in this particular episode, and I want you to have an opportunity to give any last-minute comments or inspiration that you want to give out to the listening audience. And by the way, I do have an international listening audience. I want to thank you guys for listening in internationally. You guys are so loyal, and I really do appreciate you guys that listen in from the UK, the Netherlands, and Germany, and Ireland. Thank you so much for listening in every day. And I did want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and whatever closing remarks that you want to give, go right ahead. Feel free to do so right now.
What we would really like for people to know is that whenever you go into ELR shop, that you are coming into a shop that has a great cause, and that the proceeds mean a lot to us because we're doing great things. And everything that we do, you're going to see it like on our YouTube channel, on our TikTok. You know, we want people to not only know that these proceeds are going to a cause, but you're going to see it. You know, we don't want to tell somebody, hey, this is going to this, but you can't see it. So we put these things out here so that people can see what we're doing and to just be supportive and show love. And we want to let people know that all of our products in the future, we're moving towards making products where they're in different languages. We want people to be able to relate to these products. Like whenever we do stories and stuff, we're working on children's stories. And we want people to be able to relate all over the world. So we're going to do our best to put stuff out there that's going to touch people.
Amen. I love that. I'm going to be following you guys on Instagram and YouTube because I think it's just fascinating. Of course, we're going to keep talking about it. Everybody knows that. I just don't never stop talking. So I will be talking about it periodically to the listening audience and reminding everyone that you're out there, that the ELR shop is there on Estee, and to drop by and to take a look at the shop and to shop, encouraging individuals to shop with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I am pretty much out of time. Thank you guys so much for coming. You know what? And y'all a role model. Y'all really a role model. You know what I'm saying? You're a role model to me. Let me put it that way. You are a role. Both of you guys are role models to me. Whenever I see young ladies doing what they do and doing it, you know, ethically and have integrity, and I just love it. I love it. I love it. And so you guys are where I am striving to get to. And I really kind of jumped a little bit. I know I'm out of time, but I'm going to get this out. I really got excited. I says, oh, my goodness, two sisters and their doctors. And so it gave me inspiration and hope to know that I can finish my program. I got two more years to go before I defend my dissertation and be completely finished. And so you guys gave me inspiration. I was like, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. So I want you guys to know you really are an inspiration to different people in all walks of life. And it's just beautiful. And I salute you. I salute both of you.
Thank you so much. I mean, yes.
doctoral program, it can be a difficult process, but you know what? How we got through our program is we just gave it to God. We always prayed and fasted and just believed that we can achieve and meet that end goal. And thank God we did in 2019. Both me and my sister graduated in the same year with our doctoral degrees. And
amen.
I'm believing for you that you will graduate and do awesome, great things. You're already doing great things now, but we're believing that you're going to do even things bigger.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's a blessing. That is truly a blessing. So I am pretty much out of time, but I'm going to keep on pushing you guys commercial and market, you know, and so it, because for me, it is not, you know, all about the money. It's about helping people. I believe in trying to, my prayer is to help as many people as I possibly can. And so that's my goal, to try and help as many people as I possibly can within the United States, internationally, globally. You know, it's just a really big, huge thing for me to help people everywhere. You know, and so you guys have a blessed and fabulous day, and I will see you on the other side.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's
woo. That girl from a west.